PFT Media. Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
It's getting hot in here, so we're going to take off all the facts looking at the history of climate change here on Half True History.
And here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be the rulers of your world.
And welcome to Half True History, where we take the legends of yesterday and today and put together a pretty similar story to what might have happened. I am your professor for the night, Dan P. And manning the switchboards is the ever-vigilant Chris Crespo.
Hey, what's up? I fumbled that. What's up, guys? I'll edit that so it sounds good later.
No, don't edit it. Leave it as is.
All right. All right, boss. You got it.
And always joining me is the sodium to my potassium.
Pedro, oh, man, I was really hoping I was going to be El Nino.
Oh, to the, I went with the elements that make rain.
Okay.
Yeah, with this one. But I should have done the weather storms. Yeah, weather patterns. Call.
El Nino to my sunspot.
So, Pedro, it's a glorious year that we're living in right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so glorious. It's so glorious. The skies are orange. That's how glorious it is. To
it's
represent
our president.
Right. I mean, our president is so amazing. The skies have changed to his skin color in honor of all the things he has done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fantastic. So before the raging fires in California, the temperature was recorded at 120 degrees in those forests.
Let me ask you this. Did anybody rake those leaves before these fires started? Because that could have been prevented.
I don't even know where Smokey is these days. Did he get laid off with the budget cuts?
We lost him at one of the furloughs.
But it's a popular subject, of course. It's ungodly hot, especially in Florida.
120 in a city is insane, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's reaching these crazy, crazy levels. And unfortunately, it's left a lot of debate open as far as whether or not this is a natural phenomenon or whether or not this is man-made. And unfortunately, history is a very, very dangerous weapon if put in the wrong hands of the wrong people who don't know how to play with it, right? And a lot of quote-unquote other historians, aka guys who really like Wikipedia, are like to point out that the Earth goes through heating and cooling periods throughout its existence, and so this is nothing to be concerned of.
Do you think, let me throw this out there, and I swear to you, I don't know about QAnon or any of these conspiracy things.
Right.
But with LA being in shutdown and people not driving around, therefore the smog is not being layered up. Could it be that the clear skies have allowed the sun to bake extra and the smog was actually helping coat that heat, like a little, I know it sounds ridiculous, but again,
I'll have to wait for the scientific study on that one, because again, we're going to approach this on a historical view. I just know that didn't happen in London in the 40s. So when they all stopped, you know, when the V2 bombs were coming around, the sun wasn't giving its orange magnificent against the Nazis. So it's hard to say.
Okay. I'm waiting. If somebody claims that theory, it was quoted here first, people.
Right.
Since they, you know, yeah, it's very dangerous because, you know, and, you know, we're not a science show. We're a history show at best. So I will not be able to logically explain, you know, weather patterns and such. But I can definitely tell you what was going on in those supposed warming and cooling periods that have gone on for the past millennia.
Okay.
So, first off, to address, yes, the Earth warms itself and cools itself over various stages and centuries upon centuries. It's just one of the many self-regulatory things that it does to keep its balance and to, you know, of nature. So, yes, that happens. There is global warming on a natural scale. There is global cooling on a natural scale as well. So a very popular theory is, of course, people talk about the Roman cooling period. People also talk about, even before then, the Ice Ages, the Little Ice Age, later on in the 1300s. So we're going to address all of those right now and kind of break it down.
There was an Ice Age and a Little Ice Age?
A Little Ice Age, it was called, yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. It was it got its own Pixar movie and everything.
Little Ice Age.
It was based off of Pedro. You had that Littlest Hitler.
Yes, I was about to say, dude, that script on Littlest Hitler.
Yeah.
I think Ryan might still have it. We had characters and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Casted.
And weather does affect civilizations. It absolutely does. Certain civilizations are made and empires fall and empires are created based on what the weather was at the time period. So all of that is true. Does warming lead to severe falls in places? Absolutely. Is it also a benefit in some places? Absolutely. So that's not to be argued. What's going to be argued is that, again, we may be called half-true history, but at least we try and use all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not being done in this case. And this belief that, you know, you're trying to use science of this global warming in history is not working out because not all the evidence is in there. Now, we don't know what the exact temperature is in the Roman times, or we don't know what it is in the medieval times either. We don't really know. There weren't many accurate thermometers at the time.
Correct.
So, yeah.
When did they start documenting temperatures?
I would have to say around between the 1600s and 1700s, we're starting to see modern temperature taking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like in 1800 or something.
No, we'll have... we'll have early barometers, but as far as like modern meteorology, that's when it gets to the 1800s.
Okay.
So it will be able to tell you we were able to tell you what it was that day. We just couldn't figure out what it was going to be the next day overall.
Mm-hmm.
We knew rainy seasons, we knew dry seasons, but that was about it. You never knew the exact temperature or anything like that. The problem with that theory is that droughts, it's a popular one. That's a popular symptom of global change, is a drought, lack of water.
It's the scariest one, too.
Right. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Droughts do not happen in a warming period in temperate zones. Droughts only happen in the tropics during a warming period. So automatically, strike one. The only time you're going to hear about droughts in the Roman Empire, in the Han Dynasty, in India, and in Europe is during their cooling period, because the temperatures there in temperate zones drop so much that whatever rain is coming down is cold enough to freeze the ground. So droughts happen in temperate zones during cooling periods, not warming periods.
Okay.
And California is on the 34th north latitude, along with China, Iran, and Spain, all temperate climates. So historically, this should not be happening.
But isn't it something with California, that the way that I guess the piping system or something like that. That, like, I don't know. I remember something like they get their water from like Colorado.
Yeah, LA. Yeah.
Yeah, LA gets the water from the Owens Valley. Mm-hmm. The aqueduct, the LA aqueduct, is like 250 miles long.
Right.
But then they're right next to. Okay, never mind.
But yeah, why are they even? Again, that's a problem though. When did they start even piping in that water?
1910s.
Right. And why are they pumping in that water during a warming period?
Oh, because they didn't know it was a warming period. They just knew that they were trying to get people to migrate to LA, and they're like, right, we need water for these people.
Yeah, we need water. Yep. So, yeah. So you're not looking at 120 degree weather during during warming periods either, because again, that type of, there's no reports of massive fires in temperate zones during warming periods. And as sunny as you want to call California, it's still the temperate zone. It is not the tropics.
Yeah, it's practically Florida. Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Is Florida tropic? No.
No, we're still subtropic.
Okay.
We are like 60 to 90 miles away from the tropics.
Ooh, so close.
Yeah.
So cool. We can... tantalizing.
Yeah, and civilizations, all right, if you look at the pattern... So one of the first recorded cooling periods that I want to talk about is the famous Roman cooling period. Happens around 180, 200 CE is when it's recorded, lower temperatures. So at that time where you're having droughts, you're having famine, too much rain, and that's what kills a lot of the crops too, and they're in these cooling periods in the temperate zones. And then the temperatures themselves too cold for any vegetation to grow back at the abundance that it once was. So around between 180 to 500 is when you start to see the fall of major classical empires all in the temperate zone.
Okay.
Roman Empire falls in 476. The Han Dynasty falls in 220. The Gupta Empire falls in 550 in India. The Persian Sassanid Empire has a huge dip in the 400s to the point where they're way too weak and will be conquered by the new Muslim invasion in the 600s. And these are all temperate climates. I know we like to think Iraq and Iran, we think the desert, we like to think hot, but it's still a temperate zone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still a temperate zone. It still gets a winter. It still has a spring. It has all those things.
You know why? Because the only pictures that we only get to see is the desert, right, kind of thing. So we associate desert.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yo, that place is hot.
Yeah. And so the cooling period, the Roman cooling period goes from about 100 to 100, 200 CE until about 750 CE, 800 CE. So they're long periods of time.
What's CE?
CE is common era. We don't use AD anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, these periods last about a good 400 to 500 years that we're in. At that time, we see the rise of great empires while these ones are falling. Now, during that cooling period, this is when we get a flourishing of the Mayan civilization. This is the big time of the Mayans. This is when a lot of the, the Moche in Peru are thriving. This is when Axum. I'm sorry?
They got that secret water supply.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, you have Axum in Ethiopia becoming one of the greatest cities in the world at the time, one of the wealthiest in the world, is Ethiopia.
Who would have died? Who would have died?
It's one of the four great classical civilizations, but because it's African, you only learn about the three in history class. It's Rome, or the Byzantines. It's the Gupta, it's Axum, and the Han Dynasty. But they never talk about Axum, because why would you talk about powerful black people?
Of course.
Yeah. So does exist. So that goes on. And that cooling effect is one of the reasons for a lot of scarcity in Europe. It's why Europe starts out pretty brutal. It's the reason for the Viking invasions, is because it's so cold up there and farmland is so scarce. If you look at the time of the Viking invasions, you're looking at the 700s, just as it's about to end. So, but it's still at its most ferocious. They're trying to leave. And if you look at when the Vikings end their raids, you're looking at between 900 and 1,000 when the warming period has now kicked up all the way and there's farmland everywhere. So it affects a lot of historical events. So then we go to the first warming period, which is the called the European Agricultural Revolution. You're looking about 650 to 800. Place gets warmer, more crops happen. Europe and the Middle East and China all have a population boom until 1300. So China goes from 55 million people in their country in the 600s to 120 million people in their country by 1200.
God damn.
Yeah. Food is so abundant during the warming period in temperate zones.
Dude, it apparently is gold time because they 150% that.
Yeah. So it's a boom. It's a bang and a boom.
Bada boom.
The golden age of Islam is going on right now. Huge population boost. This is a explosion of technology and culture, which is coming out of Arabia. And then you have the agricultural revolution that's going on in Europe, where they're starting to use the horse collars, the padded horse collars, the three field system. And again, a huge explosion for Europe. You started out at a population of maybe about 10 million or so Europeans. By 1200, you're looking at about 80 million Europeans. It's just a huge kaboom for everyone in those temperate zones. But that's also between 800 and 900, that's when the Mayan Empire starts to disappear. Massive droughts because of the warming period. Now, the warming period brings droughts to the tropics. So the cooling period is the time of prosperity for the tropics.
Okay.
The warming period is their death. So Mayans fall and Aksum fall pretty much within 100 years of each other.
But the Mayans had some little assistance to their extinction.
Not yet. We're talking about like the fall of their... Because at one point it was just the Mayans were really running Mexico and the Yucatan.
Okay. So they kind of fell off and then came back?
They fall off and they stay falling off, and then the Aztecs take over.
Okay.
Right, and so what the Mayans that get wiped out in 1519 are basically the few communities that survive the big drought of 900. So they never really regained their power ever again. So yeah, Apocalypto kind of screwed up a few of those details there. They were never this powerful empire by the 1500s again. They fell at 900.
What, the Mel Gibson movie was inaccurate?
Yes.
This is the second episode in a row you're telling me this.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Braveheart and Apocalypto and
Patriot.
The Beaver were accurate representations of historical figures.
Of course. All right. Everything's going good for those temperate zones. Then 1300 comes. This is the Little Ice Age.
Oh.
Temperatures drop.
Voiced by Ray Romano.
I don't even want to know what the voice on that sounds like.
It's just a little ice age coming through.
It's not my fault the crops did bad.
Raven. Why is the water iced?
I will take Brad Garrett as a Italian nobleman anytime in a anime. So, yeah, 1300 is the Little Ice Age. Temperatures drop globally. Average temperatures drop globally by about 6 or 8 degrees.
Nobody has crazy theories, why?
Oh, no, they were crazy theories back then, too. They were called witches and Jews.
Oh, that's what it was.
Which actually... I think that's still the exact same platform of the Trump campaign.
Them corsets. Them bitches wearing them corsets.
Right.
And yes. You're the son.
It's, yeah, instead of witches and Jews now, it's the Me Too movement and Hollywood that's causing global warming. So temperatures drop. Now the droughts come to the temperate zones. And you see a huge falling off of population because they boomed. They had this huge population, and now they have half the food to feed everyone. The Yuan Dynasty in China, which is the Great Mongol Dynasty in the 1300s. This is Genghis Khan's great-grandchild. They fall.
Oh.
And they fall because all those people with that weather change and that lack of food causes, get ready for this, guys, coming out of China, a deadly virus.
What?
Yeah. This is the Black Plague.
Oh, this is the rat.
Yeah.
Oh, China's responsible for that?
Yes, they are.
I thought it was the English for some reason.
No, they make it worse. But yeah, the plague spreads through China first and destroys so much of the Yuan population that they fall and the Ming Dynasty is able to take over. And then the plague spreads because it has that air, that temperature everywhere. Okay. And it's moving east to west. Things move better through lines of latitude than lines of longitude because you're always in the same relative temperature area in a line of latitude. And that's why, you know, that's for a later conversation, but that's why Europe and Asia and the Middle East always did so well because they kept trading with each other back and forth because of the weather. And that's why the Americans didn't do so well because North and South America are longitude and it's different weather, different terrain all the time. So it's harder to trade over there. Mm-hmm. That's one of the secrets to Asian European success. So they're moving eastward. The Mongols are using these dead corpses as germ warfare against their enemies. They're launching disease, plague-ridden citizens into cities. The plague spreads even more through the Middle East.
They're recycling the bodies, bro.
Right. I mean, they're being good to their communities.
Every part gets to get used.
Yep. The dead bodies infect everyone. The rats get on the ships that are going to Venice. The Italians load everything off along with rats. They go into Italy. Then they spread all over the place. And we're talking about a huge cut for everyone. And one of the reasons that there is a huge hit for everyone in Europe as well is what's not mentioned before the Black Plague. Because of the Little Ice Age, there was something called the Great Famine, or the Great Hunger. So you have about 5 years of drought and famine hitting this area. I would say about, off the top of my head, you're looking at about 30% of Europe's population dying just from hunger. And those that survive have such a weak immune system that when the plague arrives, they're just getting totally gut checked. And you're looking at 75% of, or 50% of Europe is totally wiped out during the Black Plague. And it's all because of this cooling period is what caused it. Yeah, the cooling periods are deadly to temperate zones.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. We're about to enter a cooling period.
But. Again, I said the cooling period starts in the 1300s. 1300, 1400, 1500, we see the rise of the Incas and the Aztecs in Central and South America. Because again, they're doing well in the cooling period.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the rise of
another jaguar, so they're good.
Right. And this is the rise of the Mali Empire in West Africa. And at that time, they are producing 2/3 of all the world's gold. What did you say?
What empire in West Africa?
Oh, Mali, the Mali Empire. M-A-L-I, yeah.
No, I like it the way I don't correct it. In my head, I have it as O-M-O-L-L-Y. Leave it like that.
Uh-huh, I figured.
This I pictured was them listening to like techno and
dubstep. The party empire.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're getting turned out in Africa.
Yeah.
They're getting turned out. It's great. They're prospering.
Yeah.
It's also the rise of the Khmer Empire in Cambodia. So great tropical empires during this cooling period.
What they known for? The Khmer Empire. What are they known for?
The King and I. That's what they're known for.
That's what it is?
I mean, yeah, it's Siam. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. In that area. Yul Brynner and all them. They're doing quite well.
Adopting little redheads. I get it.
Mm-hmm. And again, the cooling period causing the famine. That's why the Europeans are leaving Europe to find more food sources. So, right. There's that question. Oh, if it was so bad for the temperate zones, how come Europe had such great empires in the 1500s and 1600s? Because they had colonized the Americas. That's where the food was coming from. So,
boatloads of carrots.
Exactly. They had tons of African connections, Indian connections. They were all over now, worldwide. They owned Mexico. They owned Latin America, all of the Caribbean. That's where the food was coming from. 1750. The warming period begins again. It's also around the same time as Britain's Industrial Revolution, because now there's more
Did
food.
We pass already the Irish potato famine?
No, that's coming later.
Okay.
Yeah, that comes in the 1800s. That's more disease than weather, though. Which is bad all around. Yeah. So, and you have irregularities in weather. You're going to have years where it's not always the hottest. Florida has the Great Freeze in 1897. You have things like that, of course. But for the most part, it's temperatures steadily going up. 1750 is another agricultural boom. Europe's population increases. China's population, they're at the Qing Dynasty at this point, and the Qing Dynasty is looking at a ridiculous number of 300 million people. 300 million, just imagine that. That is the population of the United States in the 1800s. So it's insane. Industrial Revolution all over the place. All the temperate zones are industrializing. Rise of the United States, rise of France and Germany start picking up here. And Latin America not doing so good in the 1800s. Does not actually have a stellar record in the 1800s. A lot of poor people. A lot of farmers who are working dusty lands. And with the warming period hitting Africa, the Europeans are in there. They're finding it hard to farm in Africa, but they are finding the diamond and the rubber and all the other stuff that they need. But that causes the malaria outbreaks. So 1750 is when this warming period started. We're still in the 1750 period right now. This is a warming period for us. This is our abundance time for temperate zones. So crops should not be going bad at this point. Droughts should not be happening in the temperate zones.
Okay.
This is our time.
You make it sound like they are happening.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is supposedly our time in the sun, so to speak.
Okay.
These changes, these violent weather patterns, that's not supposed to happen until the cooling period hits us. And you would know it was the cooling period, though, because it wouldn't be 120 degrees in California. So, yeah, you would be getting these tornadoes.
Is it going to get cooler?
Yeah. It's supposed
to get cooler.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll get cooler, and those wired fires will stop. Actually, the wildfires.
I'm so doomed.
Yeah, no. The wildfires are going to put out COVID, and then they're going to go out magically. That's what's going to happen.
That's what it is. The heat, the wildfires is preventing the COVID in California.
Right.
But the heat.
Because the virus, yes, the virus can't take the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Open up California, Newsom.
Yeah. But here you have, you know, this is the incredible example here. So the biggest
the biggest crises that we have right now are actually things that actually things that we are supposed to see in a cooling period.
So things are backwards.
So yeah, that's the reason for climate change. And then, you know, and then they switch from global warming to climate change. And everyone's like, oh, you switched because you're changing your position. Now, I mean, it's climate change, you know? So yeah, we're not supposed to be getting droughts until it's a cooling period. So we're getting all the stuff that we're supposed to be getting at cooling periods during this warming period. That's the problem. That is,
and nobody knows why, other than erratic weather patterns.
So yeah, nobody understands that. So and I can't explain it from a scientific, but I can only explain from what we've seen in historical patterns.
The witches and the Jews.
Right, it's the witches and the Jews' fault. Right, exactly. We have a deadly virus, 1300s, deadly virus. Droughts and temperate zones, droughts and temperate zones in 1300. So it's just, it's not that, it's just that the weather is doing really weird things because we're getting the worst of both worlds. What caused it? I can't tell you. The issue is that industrialization started at the exact time as the warming period. So whether or not this is the warming period on its own, or whether or not this is the industries helping it along, it's hard to prove historically because they both start at the same time.
And it's not like there's past industrial periods of that scale that you could right. compare it to.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so that's the problem, is we don't have a lot of comparisons, but at the end of the day, from what we've seen of our past, this is not natural. And I don't like, and it's really harsh as a historian to hear people bring up the natural cooling and warming periods as a defense for this period, saying, oh, it happens all the time. Yeah, it happens all the time, but different things are supposed to be happening. That's the problem.
It happens all the time, but not like this.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if it started raining blood in Florida in June, your defense can't be, oh, it rains all the time in Florida. Yeah. Not supposed to be raining blood. Mm-hmm. So that's what the problem
is. God crying, but that's God crying for our sins. It has, we can justify it in Florida. Florida will be the worst place for it to rain blood.
Yeah.
Because right there, people come, hey, I told you God's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You've hurt his feelings by putting that mask on.
So that's what, so there we are. We are now we are still in warming period temperatures with cooling period symptoms.
Mm.
Now, does this mean the cooling period's coming? I don't know. I doubt it, though, because warming periods are supposed to last us about 500 years. So technically, the warming period's not supposed to be stopping until 2200. But it's not supposed to be this severe. Think about that. We've got another, historically, 200 years to go of this.
Oh, damn.
I mean, not us. We have like,
we're done.
Maybe 20 years of it. 30 years.
I can't imagine. So this is why I'm kind of on the side for climate change. And there we are on that. So that's the history of climate change, folks. Pack your ponchos. Get ready.
Get those, start building your casket for mm-hmm. December.
So, like March, I think
Time to blow out of here like a lion, if we can, as we head out into our nice 80-degree night. And looking forward to that.
What winter wonderland are you in? 80. I would die. I would love to have 80.
It's been bad. Yeah.
It's so thick. It's the humidity is so brutal.
Mm-hmm. It's just so much. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you do survive the next week with whatever's giving you problems in the United States right now, please make sure you're always checking out Half True History and everyone on the PFT Media family. We're all running strong. All shows still at full steam, right, Chris?
That is correct. Everyone's still going strong. Waiting for the newest episodes of Lima Criteria, but otherwise, going strong.
You know what's funny? We recorded one. I'll be honest with you. We recorded one. Then we heard it, and we said, we're not releasing this one.
All right, fair. That's fair. Editorial decision.
It fell off the wheels. Oh my God, forget it. You would hate me, Chris, if I was to release it.
All right, smart then. Good job.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to keep my relationships, B. That's what I do.
It's called being an adult.
I don't want to, Chris. I don't want to.
I know it sucks. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for joining us at Half True History for Chris Crespo, Pedro Lima, and myself, Dan P. We'll see you on the next page.
But you've got the mask on.
A PFT Media production.